The name Kimbra may not be that familiar to you, but maybe her voice will be.
You said that you could let it go, and I wouldn't get you hung up on somebody that you used to know.
But you didn't have to cut me off.
That is Kimbra, with singer Gautier on the very popular award-winning song from 2011, Somebody That I Used to Know. And she now has a new album. It's a mix of soul, funk, jazz, and even disco. The new album is called The Golden Echo. Kimbra joins me from NPR West. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi.
I was wondering why you call this album The Golden Echo.
Well, it actually came from a dream that I had in the last month of making the record. I felt these words come to me one night as I was falling asleep, and I went to investigate where this title came from, Golden Echo. It led me to a flower called Narcissus Golden Echo, which is a kind of daffodil. From looking at that flower, I was led to the story of Narcissus and went kind of venturing into Greek mythology for a while. And I kind of started to realize that there were two really strong energies on this record, not only lyrically, but even sonically. And I guess that's what the Golden Echo means to me, is kind of about being tuned into a sound that calls you outside of yourself.
Let's listen to another song, which is from the Golden Echo, and it's called Carolina. So where does this come from, Carolina? Are you talking about North or South Carolina or some other Carolina?
Well, I've never been to North or South Carolina. I'm very interested in ideals and escapism. I think often we put places on a pedestal when we know nothing about them, and we say, like, wow, that must be paradise. And I think there's something about North Carolina, South Carolina. I mean, I've always imagined that it would be this kind of peaceful place and symbolizes to me something very iconically American. That's really what the song is about, is kind of picking this place you've kind of made up in your mind as where you'll find happiness or contentment.
You're quite young. I mean, you're just in your early 20s, but you've been doing this kind of thing. You've been performing for a long time, haven't you? I mean, you were in a school choir?
Yeah, I joined a choir at school when I was about, I guess, 13 or 14. And it was called Scat Choir, and they did covers of Gershwin songs and also Frank Sinatra and Beach Boys. The idea of the choir was to all, you know, learn quite interesting harmonies. And so I think that was one of the things that first attracted me to jazz chords, and all of that rubs off on you as a songwriter when you're learning about deconstructing vocal parts.
I understand that you draw inspiration for some of the music that you do now from those years when you were a kid. There's a song on this album called Teen Heat. Is that where Teen Heat comes from?
I'd say even younger than the teen years. There's something very, the spirit of fearlessness when you're a kid. You're kind of not too concerned with what people think, and you just kind of do things because you're fascinated by them and you're excited by them. I think there's a certain stage as a teenager when you're learning about yourself, you're learning about your body. I channel from that place a lot because I have very distinct memories of how potent those years were.
We were interested in another song that is on the new album called Gold Mine. And here's a clip from it.
You can't touch it with your two hands. You can't find it with your third eye. I've been thirsting in the mudlands.
Around the time of writing the song, I was listening to a lot of chain gang music from the slave era and gospel from that time, and I just became fascinated with the sounds, the chains scraping along the ground, the thump of sort of feet on the ground, and there's a weight to it. The arrangement is a lot sparser than other songs on the record. I wanted to really get that hypnotic feeling of this being like a war cry, you know, something that people could kind of feel empowered by.
They all run into the gold rush. They all run into the river.
You said in an interview in Australia that after the record was mastered, you never wanted to hear it again.
I live inside these songs 24/7. I sleep and I dream of them. I wake up and I start editing the vocals I did the day before, and I get back into finishing whatever parts I'm working on that day. It is an all-consuming process. They become your teachers, you know. I'm learning things from the song. I'm learning things about myself. It's all very insular as a process. The day that you master a record, it becomes someone else's story. I mean, obviously, you're playing bits now and I'm hearing them, you know, which I haven't for a long time. But I feel like they're taking on a new life now.
Remember oceans, violet parasols.
Kimbra joined us from our Los Angeles bureau. Her latest album, The Golden Echo, is out on Tuesday. Kimbra, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.